Hello and welcome to this harvest service coming to you from St Martin's, North Nibley. And it's very nice to be with you. Welcome in the name of Christ. God's grace, mercy and peace be with each one of you and also with you. We worship with Christians near and far, living and departed, old and young. God's word is for all of us, and may it be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. If you find it helpful, then you can pop off and get a Bible and open it and light a candle. Some people find that helps to focus their mind. So if you want to do that, that's all well and good. So at this harvest time, we come before God and we pray, God of life and love, we offer you our thanks and praise in this season of harvest. We thank you that you are creator and provider and source of all goodness. We thank you for the sunshine and for the much needed rain, for the land and the soil. We thank you for the miracle of fertility and growth, and for the rhythm of nature and life. Amen. Lord, speak to us that we may hear your word in this service. Move among us that we may behold your glory in our lives. Receive our prayers, that we may learn to trust you. Amen. Let's give thanks to God, the God of all peoples of the earth, for the colour and for the forms of your creation and our place within it. We bring our thanks, good Lord. Your mercy endures forever. We thank you for our daily food and for those who work and have the skill to bring your good gifts to us. And we thank you for the gifts and graces inspired in human minds and hearts, for insight and imagination, for the skills of the research which brings healing and fulfillment to the lives of many. We also thank you for the light and shades of the changing seasons, their variety, and for their dependability. Although we are aware, Lord, that through our own stupidity, we are actually managing to change the timing of the seasons. We thank you for new life and growth out of barrenness and decay. Good Lord, your mercy endures forever. We pray for new hope and strength in our communities, especially in your church and among all you call to serve you. And we bring our thanks for all in whose lives we see goodness and kindness, gentleness, patience, humility, and all the fruits of the Spirit. We thank you, good Lord, your mercy endures forever. And we thank you for the life that we each have been given and for those whom you've given us to share it. And we bring our thanks, good Lord, your mercy endures forever. Amen. And now we come to the Gospel. Just the one reading today. And it is coming from Mark chapter 4. And so, alleluia, alleluia, lift up your eyes and see that the fields are ripe for harvesting. Gather the fruit for eternal life. Alleluia. Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered round him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it out on the lake, while all the people were along the shore at the water's edge. He taught them many things by parables, and in his teaching said, "Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among the thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so that they did not bear grain. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew, and produced a crop, multiplying 30, 60, or even 100 times." Then Jesus said, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." When he was alone, the 12 and the others around him asked him about the parables, and he told them, "The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you. But to those on the outside, everything is said in parables, so that they may be ever seeing but never perceiving, and ever hearing but never understanding. Otherwise, they might turn and be forgiven." Then Jesus said to them, "Don't you understand the parable? How then will you understand any parable? The farmer sows the word. Some people are like seed along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Others, like seed sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Still others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desire for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, produce a crop 30, 60, or even 100 times what was sown. This is the word of God. Amen." Now, I am not going to preach on that because you've heard sermons on that so many times in your life, you could probably do a better job than me. And not only that, Jesus explains it all in the second half of that reading anyway. So, bearing in mind that harvest, we are giving thanks that we've been able, traditionally, we are giving thanks that we've been able to produce food and the farmers have got their produce safely in from the field, wherever that field may be. In the Victorian times and the Thomas Hardy times, of course, it was out the fields where they lived. But nowadays, it's out the fields of Spain and Poland, and that's where the mushrooms come from, and all over the world. And we can have whatever we want in the supermarket without thinking about it, out of season, because we just ship it in from somewhere else. And we don't actually grow in this country a great deal of our own food, which is to be lamented. Instead of a sermon, I'm going to play for you the audio tape that we've just produced, starring Peter Hall as God. We've just produced it for the school, the new school video. You know, we put out a tongue-in-cheek, humorous, or hopefully humorous, video for the children every now and then, and we've just put out a new one. And it, if you want to watch it later on, having heard it, it's on the St. Martin's website. And it is under videos, I think, or it will be by Sunday or a day or so afterwards. And it is called God, St. Francis and Grass. And it is the audio for this video. And it points out the absolute stupidity of the human race and creation in a very simple way that children can understand, and therefore we can understand. And it's worth a look. And Jesse did the filming and editing and puts an immense amount of work into these videos. And the children do like them. So, and adults like them as well.
So there we are. So that's what's coming now.
St. Francis! Frank! Arr! There you are!
Yes, sir.
Now, you know all about nature and gardens and things, don't you?
Well, a bit. Yes, Lord.
Well then, what in the world is going on down there in England?
In what way, Lord?
What has happened to my creation? All the dandelions, violets, thistles and such that I started eons ago. It was a perfect, no-maintenance garden plan.
It was indeed. Those plants would grow in any type of soil, withstanding drought, and multiply with abandon. The nectar from their long-lasting blossoms attracted clouds of butterflies and bees and flocks of birds.
Quite, quite. Now, I expected to see a vast garden of colours by now, but all I see are these little green rectangles.
Well, I hate to say this, but it's the tribes that have settled there, Lord, the suburbanites. They started calling your flowers weeds and have gone to great lengths to kill them off and replace them with grass.
Grass? But it's so boring. It's not colourful. It doesn't attract butterflies or bees, only grubs and worms. Do these suburbanites really want all that grass growing there?
Apparently so, Lord. They go to great pains to grow it and keep it green. They begin each spring by fertilising the grass and poisoning any other plant that grows there.
Well, at least the spring rains and warm weather would make the grass grow really fast. That must make these suburbanites very happy.
Apparently not, Lord. As soon as it grows, they cut it. Sometimes twice a week.
They cut it? Why? Do they bale it for hay?
Well, no, not exactly, Lord. Most of them rake it up and put it into bags.
They bag it? Why? Is it a cash crop? Do they sell it?
No, sir. Just the opposite. They simply throw it away.
Pages. Okay.
Now, let me get this straight. They fertilise the grass so it will grow, and when it does grow, they cut it off and throw it away.
Yes, sir.
Goodness me. Then these suburbanites must be relieved in the summer when we cut back on the rain and turn up the heat. That slows down the growth. Must save them a lot of work.
You're not going to believe this, Lord. When the grass stops growing so fast, they drag out their water hoses and they pay more money to water it so that it can continue to grow, so that they can mow it and then get rid of it.
What a nonsense. I find it hard to believe. At least they keep the trees. That was a sheer stroke of genius, even if I do say so myself. The leaves provide beauty in the spring, shade in the summer, and then they fall to form a natural blanket to protect the roots of the trees and shrubs. And then they rot and form compost to enhance the soil. It's a natural cycle of life. Now that was creative.
You'd better sit down, Lord. The suburbanites have invented a new cycle. As soon as the leaves fall off, they rake them into great piles and try to find someone to take them away.
Now, then what do they do to protect the tree and the shrub roots in the winter? And to keep the soil moist and loose.
Well, after throwing away the leaves, they go out and buy something called mulch and spread it around in place of leaves.
Where do they get this mulch?
You are not going to like this. They cut down some of your trees and grind them up to make mulch.
Enough. I don't think I want to hear any more. Now, St. Catherine, you are in charge of the arts. What movie have you got for us tonight?
Dumb and Dumber, Lord. It's a really stupid movie about...
Oh, no, no more. I think I just heard that story from St. Francis.
So now let us declare our faith in God. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. Amen. And now we come before God and think about the bits that we've got wrong and admit to them and bring them before the cross and say, God, please forgive us for our sins. Lord God, we have sinned against you. We have done evil in your sight. We are sorry and repent. Have mercy on us according to your love. Wash away our wrongdoing and cleanse us from our sin. Renew a right spirit within us and restore to us the joy of your salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May God, who loved the world so much that he sent his Son to be our Saviour, forgive you your sins and make you holy to serve him in the world. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And our intercessions this week, where we pray for the world. Let us offer our prayers to God for the life of the world and for all God's people in their daily life and work. God, the beginning and end of all things, in your providence and care, you watch unceasingly over all creation. We offer our prayers that in us and in all your people, your will may be done according to your wise and loving purpose in Christ our Lord. Lord of all life, hear our prayer. We pray for all through whom we receive sustenance and life. For farmers and agricultural workers, for the packers and distributors and the company boards that organise everything and get our food to the supermarket. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for all those who are engaged in research to safeguard crops against disease. And we pray for those in research researching the animals and coming from the sea and the lakes, and trying to keep the seawater and the lakes clear of sanitation products and plastic. We pray for those who produce, help us to produce abundant life among those who hunger and whose lives are at risk. The people who go and put water, piped water, into areas in Africa where hitherto they drank water out of dirty puddles. Prosper the work of their hands and the searching of their minds, that their labour may be for the welfare of everybody.
Lord of all wisdom, hear our prayer. We pray for governments and aid agencies and those areas of the world where there is war, disaster, drought and starvation. And we pray especially for those poor souls in Gaza Strip. Touch our hearts and the hearts of all who live in comfortable plenty, and make us wise stewards of your gifts. Lord of all justice, hear our prayer. We pray for those who are ill, remembering those in hospital and nursing homes, and all those who are known to us. And we pray for all who care for them. Give them skill and understanding to all work for the well-being of the people they look after. Lord of all compassion, hear our prayer. We remember those who've died, whom we entrust to your eternal love in the hope of resurrection to new life. And we pray for those who've, give thanks for those who've died over the years, who've helped us to get where we are on our journey as a disciple. Lord, hear our prayer. We offer ourselves to your service, asking that by the Spirit at work in us, others may receive a rich harvest of love and joy and peace. Lord of all faithfulness, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then were they glad when they saw the Lord. Alleluia. The peace of the Lord be always with you and also with you. And so we come to go out to serve the Lord. We pray, faithful Lord, whose steadfast love never ceases and whose mercies never come to an end, grant us the grace to trust you and to receive the gifts of your love, new every morning in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord in the name of Christ. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit be with each one of you listening today and those that you love, forever and ever. Amen. Have a good week. Don't forget to have a look at the video if you get time. I think it's worth it. Jesse puts a lot of work into those, and they are good. So have a look. It will brighten up your day. And that's what we want. So I'll be with you in a week or so. In the meantime, there is a pet service coming up on the 12th of October at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. A pet service. If you haven't got one, find one. You know, there's plenty of grasshoppers outside and things like that. Bring it along and let us give thanks to God for all the curious little pets that we've got. Bye.